Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me. It's good to be with you as always. 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. 800-531-3815, toll free. And the website is www.jbsba.com. Now, as you also know, folks, the show is on originally very early in the morning on the West Coast. And sometimes we don't get people, some people don't get up. And so we have a little technical difficulty catching up with our good friend Rosalind Glickman, but she probably will be with us in just a few minutes. But I'm going to continue to march. We're going to continue to march. I want to talk about thinking. We're going to talk about optimal thinking with our good friend Rosalind Glickman. But what I want to do now is talk about thinking. I want you to think about the way your day goes and the assaults that happen every day on your thinking. Now, when I say assaults, that's another way of saying the challenges that you have, the surprises that happen to you, the alligators that are eating on you. Whatever example you want to use, whatever metaphor you want to use for these assaults, I know that they happen. You and I both know that when you show up at work today, you've got the opportunities that are going to be available, but you also know that there are some challenges. You already know what they are. They're on your desk. You've been thinking about them, you know, for the last 24 hours. You know what you got to do today. Some of them, it might even be something that's not very desirable. Maybe you got to fire somebody. Maybe you got to kind of deal with a tough customer. Maybe you got a banking challenge. Maybe you got a cash flow challenge. So you know about all that. Those are assaults on your thinking. And when I say assault, by that I mean they drive you, they beat you down, they drain you of your spirit, don't they? And so what we've got to do is find a way not to let that happen. To find a way to make sure that when we have these things that happen to us, that they don't just define us. Make sure that the assaults on your thinking don't define the way you think. That they don't define you as a business manager. Don't go through your entire life as a business owner being defined by the things that are negative, by the things that are creating problems for you. Look around yourself, look around your company and realize that there are many things in your business, many things in your life that are much more productive what things to define you by. And so make sure that you don't do that, because if you let the challenges, if you let the problems, if you let the alligators define you, then you're going to be a very unhappy person. And what you need to be thinking about, in my opinion, is focusing on the opportunities and managing the challenges. And think about it like that. And try to get your thought process up into a little bit of a higher plane. Every day, focus on that a little bit more. Try to get your thinking onto a little bit higher plane, a little more positively and optimally, which is what our good friend Rosalind Glickman would tell you to do. And she's actually here right now. I was just about to say, if Rosalind were here, she would tell us not to just think positively, but think optimally, right, Rosalind?
That's right.
What's the difference, Rosalind? We got about a minute before we go to a break. What's the difference between positive thinking and optimal thinking?
Well, it's the difference between a good approach to achieve an important goal as compared to the best approach to achieve the most important goal. Optimal thinking is the peak form of thinking that we all use when our best self takes charge and we're giving life our best shot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the thinking we use when we say, how can I be most effective? what's the most productive use of my time right now, what's the best way to manage the best way to handle this situation.
Mm-hmm.
We are not settling for second best when we think optimally.
Well, it's like when I say kick yourself into a higher orbit.
Right, but kicking yourself into the highest orbit.
But some people don't realize that, and I think that's the challenge that we have, folks. Sometimes when we get, as I was saying earlier, when we let our challenges define us, it prevents us from knowing, from believing that there is a higher orbit.
Right.
And there certainly is. And so when we come back, we're going to get Rosalene to tell us how to climb up into that higher orbit. One of the things I want her to do is she knows some famous people who are optimal thinkers. And we're going to talk about some of those people and find out specifically what they did to be successful by using optimal thinking. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Dr. Rosalene Glickman. We're back. It's 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Christian Arnold is going to join us. We're going to talk about team building, how to build your team, make it better. And then after that, we're going to be talking a little politics with Don Lambro. Then after Don, Bill Huss is going to join us. Bill is a retired Superior Court judge in Los Angeles County, out there where our guest this half hour, Rosalene Glickman, is from. And he's going to talk to us about some legal issues that I think that you'll be interested in. And then after Bill, we'll be visiting with Brian Tracy, and we're going to talk about goals. Brian's a famous guy. You probably heard of him. I'm sure Rosalene has, and he's going to be with us in the next show. Rosalene, tell us about some of the famous people that you know who use optimal thinking.
Well, have you heard of Alan Greenspan?
Oh, yeah.
He has restated his main objective over and over again, and his main objective is an expression of optimal thinking, and it is the following: to achieve maximum sustainable economic growth. That's the highest thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's optimal thinking. Remember Harvey Samuel Firestone?
Of course.
You get the best out of others when you give the best of yourself. You want to hear some examples of slogans that are examples of optimal thinking?
Mm-hmm.
BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Gillette, the best a man can get. Sharp, simply the best. Kellogg's, the simple things in life are often the best. Air New Zealand, the world's warmest welcome. What these people and these companies are doing are asking what is the standard by which they want to measure their performance. And to achieve maximal sustainable growth, you're going to ask yourself each time you are faced with a decision, is this the best we can do? And
you know,
that's optimal thinking.
You know, Rosalene, I've been doing this for years and didn't know it.
Right. And
I have a little thing that I say to myself, a little affirmation, and I whenever I've trained people over the years or employed them I've said this to my customers before. And that is that I've said to myself, I'm going to give this customer the maximum opportunity to do business with me.
Right.
And I've said it to them before. Whenever we've talked about, you know, what we were working on with a customer, I said, look, I'm gonna give you the maximum opportunity to do business with me.
It sounds most convincing to me.
Well, I'll tell you, when you have that attitude, when you have the maximum attitude like that, you're more likely to leave no stone unturned, aren't you?
Well, there is no room for a stone unturned, because if you're asking yourself, what's the best thing I can do under the circumstances, is this the best I can do? What are my options? Which one's best? There is no room in that given moment. And that's why I wrote my book, Optimal Thinking, so that I could honor everyone out there, or everyone in your audience is an optimal thinker. But we don't use it consistently. Some of us use it occasionally. Some of us use it more frequently, but none of us use it all the time. I've got a poll on my seminar on my website at optimalthinking.com where I ask people, how often do you think optimally? And how often do you think is most frequent? About 21 to 40%. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wrote the book, because it makes sense that we should think like this. Of course we should say what's most important and what are the best actions I can take to achieve what's most important and what's the best use of my time right now, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Who's the best person to talk to about this? But we don't do it consistently, and that's what my book is about, teaching us how to use it consistently, showing you simple ways to get back on track. Because that's what you were talking about people being defined by those challenging moments where they get stuck and then they in this negative, you know, quicksand.
You can't think optimally when you let that happen.
Right. And then and so what the book is about showing you how to quickly embrace that, not to suppress it, not to judge it, but to embrace it and then optimize it, because it's not how low you fall, it's how quickly you optimize that counts.
I'd like to point out something that has helped me in a lot of different ways. And again, I think I've been an optimal thinker in the past without even knowing what I was doing.
Of course.
But the thing is whenever I do that, whenever I give something the maximum opportunity to be successful, that means, as we said, no stone is left unturned. And what happens is, whenever I do that, if it doesn't work, if I don't get the sale, if it doesn't work as I intended it to, I have no regrets. You know why? Because I did my best. I did everything I could do to make it happen. And if it didn't happen, I have no regrets, and I move on. And what that does is that keeps me from getting bogged down in the negatives.
Absolutely.
And it allows me to move on to the next thing.
Right. And the question that I ask myself is, what would my best self do in this situation? What would my best self look like in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
Start to get in touch with what your best self looks like. I've got a visualization process in my book where I get you to take a look at what your best self would look like in your career. And really, detail by detail, and so that you can grow into it. You can visualize yourself at your best, and then learn to be your best self.
Rosalene, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to get Rosalene to tell us how to use optimal thinking to make business decisions. Rosalene Glickman, Optimal Thinking is her book, and in case you hadn't noticed, she hails originally from Australia. Tim Tell, stay with us. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. We're back. It's 53 after. Yeah, that's right. 53 after. Or 7 till, depending on which way you want to look at it. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Robert Cray on guitar. That's some optimal blues right there, folks. If there ever was optimal blues, that's it. Rosalene Glickman is our guest. Dr. Rosalene Glickman is the author of Optimal Thinking. She's also the owner of the outstanding website, optimalthinking.com. And that's what we're talking about, how to kick your thought process up into that highest of orbits, how to create the maximum opportunity to be successful, how to find the most excellent thing that's possible for you, and including some of the decisions that you make. Rosalene, tell us how to use optimal thinking to make decisions.
Well, you can. Optimal thinking gives you the opportunity to make the best choice. You're not left with a mediocre choice, but you actually can choose the best and then put the situation to rest. And so there are different ways to do it. You can do it with your left brain, which is your analytical side of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
For simple decisions, basically you have to spend about 10 to 15% of your time defining the problem. What is the problem here, right? Then you figure out what is your time frame. It's a 7-step formula. It's in the second chapter of my book. The third thing is, look at your options. What are my options for resolving this? Just brainstorm your options. And then eliminate the options that are unrealistic. Don't waste your time with those. And then the next and the most important thing is examine the consequences of each option. That's the difference between an irresponsible person and a responsible person making a decision, in that the responsible decision is made when you accept the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So if you write down the pros and cons of each of the options, and then weigh them. Weigh them from 1 to 10. Let's say you've got an option that has it's got three pros. Let's say you've got the opportunity to go out of town to seek various vendors. Okay? You've got a product and you're seeking various customers. You've got a product. And your options are to visit this person, that person, or the other person. Three people. You weigh the pros of visiting one against the cons. Now, let's say the pros are an 8, a 7, and a 5. 8 and 7 is 15, and 5 is 20. The cons are 7 and 2 is a 9. You've got a plus 11.
Mm-hmm.
And you do it for each of your options, and you see, all right, I've got a plus 11 here, I've got a plus 2 here, I've got a plus 1 here, and I've got a plus 10 here. Well, the 2 and the 1 you can throw out. But the 11 and the 10, they're going to be pretty close. So maybe you can combine the two as your best solution.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have to make a choice, then your 11 is going to be your best choice. Now, if it doesn't sit well with you, let's say you've got the 11 and the 10, you've weighed the pros and the cons, and you're figuring out which option is in your best interest. And both of them seem right, but you've got to make a choice. You can go. I suggest to people to go and sleep on it if you've got that some extra time, because there may be some options that are just fine-tuned versions of the ones that you've written down, and they'll come up in your sleep process as you're figuring it
it's
through.
It's amazing.
That's your right brain.
It's amazing what thinking on things will do for you, isn't it?
Right. And that brings your right brain into focus, and that's your intuition.
And that's the one that's the one that wakes up with you in the morning.
That's the one that wakes up and you say, this feels right.
Mm-hmm.
And you just know. And so
you go to bed with the analytical left side, and you wake up what are the possibilities right side.
Correct.
Yeah.
Whenever you meditate, or when you get in the shower, you click into your right brain. When you go for a run, you click into your right brain. So activities like jogging, brisk walking can provide you with the necessary brainwave activity
mm-hmm.
to get your greatest flashes of insight. And they occur from your right brain.
So there's so many different things, folks. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, optimal thinking is important, but it's something that you can approach from a lot of different ways, from a lot of different venues, and that's one of the reasons why I like having Rosalina on the show. It's one of the reasons why I recommend her book. And also check out her website at optimalthinking.com. The book is available wherever books are sold. Rosalina, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you for doing it today.
I always enjoy being here.
We'll do it real soon. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Rosalina Glickman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every single member of our military around the world standing a post, especially in Iraq. God bless you. God be with you. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.